USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Anti-ICE protesters reportedly tore down an American flag outside a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility and replaced it with a flag of Mexico, and also removed a Blue Lives Matter flag honoring law enforcement, spray painting it with the words Abolish ICE, then raising the flag upside down on a pole next to the Mexican flag. After touring detention facilities on the Texas-Mexico border, Vice President Mike Pence talked about the impending ICE immigration raids this weekend.
The upcoming efforts are going to focus exclusively on individuals who have been fully adjudicated and ordered by a judge to be deported.
ICE raids will be conducted in at least 9 cities. Barry strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane this morning before it reached the Louisiana shore with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. It's been creeping along at just under 6 miles per hour and could drop up to 22 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin last evening, pushing for a replacement for the North American Free Trade Agreement.
We're replacing NAFTA with the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. The USMCA will be the most modern, cutting-edge trade agreement in history, with the strongest protections for the American worker ever put in any trade agreement. And that was the single most important thing to me.
Trump calling on Congress to immediately approve the agreement. The House has overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that a victim's compensation fund for the September 11th attacks never runs out of money. First responder John Field says he wants the Senate to support the bill immediately.
There's 27 members of the Senate that aren't on board. So I am giving you the next week to get on board, or we're going to make your life miserable.
The Senate expected to vote next month. Simona Halep becomes the first Romanian to win Wimbledon by beating Serena Williams 6-2, 6-2 today. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump's big salute to America 4th of July celebration was over budget, costing taxpayers more than $5 million. USA's Winnie King reports.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked President Trump to reimburse the $1.7 million his salute to America 4th of July celebration cost her government. In a letter to the president, Bowser said, the president's event and adjacent First Amendment demonstrations depleted the district's already taxed emergency planning and security fund by nearly $2 million. She also said the Trump administration has yet to reimburse the district the $7.3 million cost related to the 2017 presidential inauguration. The president's salute to America consisted of an assortment of military equipment, such as tanks and several flyovers. In anticipation of the cost, the National Park Service diverted nearly $2.5 million for the celebration. The president said before the event that the cost would be little compared to its worth.
As people in Louisiana continue to deal with Barry, Anna Zarella of the local SPCA talks about pet-friendly shelter options.
Think about where can you go with your pet. So a lot of hotels are pet-friendly, or in times of emergencies will waive their pet fees, but you need to call in advance. A lot of the human shelters, so when those rescues begin to happen, now have federally mandated to have some kind of plan for pets.
You're listening to USA Radio News.